I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we've seen of targeted violence.
Welcome to Red Meat, a collection of the tastiest tidbits from Odyssey's conservative news talk radio stations across the country, a place where we're not afraid to dig in. Today we're talking about the latest act of political violence to strike the U.S., a place where people are still recovering from the loss of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to the gun of someone many believe was a radical left-winger. This time, targeted was the ICE office in Dallas, which left one detainee dead and two others wounded. The shooter was identified by federal law enforcement as 29-year-old Joshua John of Fairview, Texas. Police say he opened fire from the roof of an adjacent building and then died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Nancy E. Larson, the acting U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Texas, said that during a search of his house, investigators found notes in which John stated that he intended to inflict maximum lethality against ICE personnel. Here's more.
KGAL Realty's Russell Scott is reporting live from the ICE field office in Dallas, where all of this went down 24 hours ago. Russell, how's the scene this morning?
Well, here's what I'm seeing right now, Heather, outside the ICE facility. Two dozen television cameras trained on the building, reporters milling about. Across the street, armed ICE agents are patrolling the perimeter. Behind here is the building where the shooter climbed onto the roof and opened fire. Overnight, Vice President J.D. Vance has said he's seen evidence that the shooter was going after law enforcement. ICE's acting field office director, Joshua Johnson, telling us that he's seen online rhetoric, and he says that online rhetoric has to stop.
There are people out there who are seeing what is being placed online, and they're coming and they're doing acts of violence against ICE employees. So that's kind of all I have for today, is that it's just got to stop. It's dangerous, and people are losing their lives.
One thing I did want to mention, the shooting happened before dawn yesterday. It is not unusual, I'm told, for people to be here that early to check in with immigration officials. I'm told that oftentimes appointments for people start as early as 5 a.m. Again, a lot of activity outside the ICE facility, but the investigation continues.
While law enforcement learns more about the shooter and the victims, Rich Scioli believes we already know one thing. Irresponsible rhetoric plays a role. Here's more from Scioli.
And we don't know for sure. We don't know the motive, and we're waiting for a lot to come out. But what we do know is that this guy wrote ICE on the bullets, allegedly, in the shooting day in Texas. We also know that this guy was not a conservative. He was aiming at ICE officers. We know that, but we do know that the media was very quick to jump and suggest that this might have been some sort of right-wing guy firing at detainees. Now, a detainee lost his life. Two others were injured by some anti-ICE lunatic today who decided to open fire. That's crazy. It's crazy. And it's a level of insanity. And where does it come from? It comes from elected officials like Jasmine Crockett calling Trump Hitler, saying that ICE are slave patrols. It comes from all of that because you're dealing with unhinged people. This is not heated political rhetoric, which this country has always had since the founding. This is different. We're at a point now, the left keeps saying that our side is evil, and they lie and say that we are engaging in evil practices. When you do these things, when you do that, you will continue to see more political violence because there are people out there who think that they're on the side of right. We don't know the motive yet, but I have a strong sense of that based on the fact that he wrote ICE on the bullets. And we are now, as the details come out, saying that this was a targeted attack on law enforcement, on ICE. It's a damn shame. It really is. It's a damn shame what took place. It's a damn shame what's happening on the left in this country. And, you know, Ted Cruz last week was right to criticize the FCC chairman for his comments about cracking down on TV and radio and broadcast standards and everything else. And he's right today to crack down on politicians who are demonizing ICE and demonizing Customs and Border Patrol. And it has to stop. But last night, Gavin Newsom was doing the same thing. And Gavin Newsom has been doing this. I mean, just last night, Gavin Newsom was out there suggesting that ICE is disappearing people off the streets. And we got to push back on ICE. And we got to do all these things. And it's irresponsible rhetoric.
Bob Rose at WSKY Radio has more to say on the subject.
The attack on ICE in Dallas, and considered another despicable assault on law and order, it is. The epidemic of leftist political violence must end. Democrats have fostered an environment of evil, emboldening radicals to kill, steal, and destroy. But we will never surrender. That from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, said that his state supports immigration enforcement officers and that the shooter's actions will not slow our arrest, detention, or deportation of illegal immigrants. We will work with ICE and the Dallas Police Department to get to the bottom of the assassin's motives. And also, apparently it was released an image showing a magazine of rounds that feature anti-ICE messaging. And this is this, kind of a copycat type thing, as some of the rounds were found near Charlie Kirk, where the gunman was, where he was assassinated. So
the alleged gunman.
Yeah, alleged. But again, we're in a place where.
Yeah, I don't usually like that word when we think something is so obvious, but I don't know. We got questions.
There are questions, and here's the frustrating part. Will we get answers? Will we get accurate answers, honest answers? Will we get the T word? Will we get the truth? And it has been lacking for so long.
You mentioned earlier Vegas. We forget how many years that's been, and we still don't really know all what happened there.
Yeah, and of course, the Epstein thing that keeps popping up.
Sure.
For political reasons or otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, now there is no list, was the latest we heard, after we've been hearing about a list for how many years now?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Right.
Was there a list?
No, he just he procured them just for himself, is what we were told.
Come on.
I know.
It is difficult to be a truth teller, especially or even though that's all you're trying to pursue. Just searching for the truth. It is so much harder now than it seems like it's ever been, but we're not going to stop. We're not going to slow down. Keep on pushing.
With the way the left has villainized ICE agents for doing their job, Kara Servasius at WORD Radio wonders how anyone could be surprised about what happened in Dallas. Here's Tara.
Politically motivated violence is wrong. This is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or CBP. This must stop. To every politician who is using rhetoric demonizing ICE and demonizing CBP, stop. To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop.
But we all know it won't stop. It's not going to stop. You know what's wild about this yesterday, Lee? This would have been laugh out loud funny if it wasn't so horrifically tragic. Yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, I was winding up the latest of the attacks on the ICE facilities. Mm-hmm. And I was running through just the last 2 weeks, the violent attacks outside these ICE facilities led not just by Black Bloc thugs, but also by Democrat candidates and elected officials. There's been one in Chicago, one in New York City. The one I was reporting on yesterday was in Eugene, Oregon. There's been one in Portland. There's been one in L.A. And I've been tracking these on the show. If you listen to the show, you have heard this. So I was running down in the 8 o'clock hour, the latest from the night before, and it was in Eugene, Oregon. This is what I was saying in the 8 o'clock hour when the news broke, Lee, of the shooting at the Texas facility. I was on the air talking about Eugene, Oregon. And what they do is the ICE Black Blocs, violent protesters, surround the ICE facility. There's more of them than there are people inside. They're standing on the city sidewalk. Ergo, it's the jurisdiction of the city police. They're trapped inside the federal building. This happens night after night across America. And I've been all over it. And the violent Black Bloc clad, they look like Antifa. They didn't have an Antifa sign on, so I don't know. We call them Antifa, but we don't know if they're Antifa or some other group, who knows, was blocking the doors of the Eugene facility. So you're watching this go down on X, right? Where it starts to trend. Finally, the federal government has to send in their own police to liberate the building. And I said, someone is going to die. It happened in Chicago On Friday, same thing. They call the police. Black bloc left-wing thugs have the building surrounded. What do the black bloc masked men know? The police aren't coming. You cannot send a clear message to Democrat communist thugs in the street than that. Because I know, just from doing my research on X, the police won't come. The Democrats want them to know this. This is coordinated with lack of police response. These black bloc thugs have begun to be above the law in blue areas. If you call the police on them, the police will not come. And I was rolling through the examples of this, Lee, from Chicago to Portland. There's two cities where this is going on, in Portland to L.A., when the news broke about the shooting in the Texas facility. I'm like, you are kidding me. I was right in the middle of it. Not just the rhetoric by the Democrats. It's not just that. It's that the police don't come. Take a listen. This is Harris Faulkner, Fox News, on what happened in Chicago. This isn't even a week ago.
Fox cameras captured violent confrontations Friday between those anti-ICE protesters and federal agents moving in to stop them at an ICE facility near Chicago. DHS officials are blaming the chaos on Democrat leaders and say they could get no help from police under the governor's sanctuary jurisdiction. So they're in there by themselves, likely outnumbered because there's so many people around them. All the while, Democrats keep going after ICE.
This is wrong. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Democrats saying that going after, you know, ICE going after illegals is unconstitutional. I'm playing that, Lee, as the news breaks about Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is the message there? Now, never mind that in Portland, and I've played this audio again and again and again and again, for the last 3 months, the thugs gather round the clock in front of the ICE building just to get in and get out, to go to work, to bring illegals in, requires armored vehicle escort. There are federal snipers on the roof. They blare sirens. They assault people, including, by the way, Lee, neighbors living in the apartments across the street who've come over like, please stop blaring the sirens. I got to go to work tomorrow. Please just stop. Just please stop. They'll get assaulted. They call 911. So understand, if you are harassing ICE, please don't come. Understand if you're just saying, please stop. I can't. You're violating noise ordinance. I can't sleep. Police don't come. Let me play it for you. This is Portland from about 2 weeks ago. Fox News. It's been going on for 3 months.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law. And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Please send the cops.
The two women, Lee, they live in an apartment. They just want to sleep. You do not.
You'd better pay your taxes, though.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely
pay taxes. I wonder,
taxes.
Why would anyone pay taxes to the city of Portland?
Yeah, no, now, we can only laugh at these people because they vote for this, okay? So they should live in what they vote for. But my point is, I was on the air saying, literally saying, it is only a matter of time till someone dies. Fox News goes live. Shots fired. Sniper people dead. I was like, wow, this can't be happening. But it did yesterday. That's how predictable this is. And so our side needs to get Johnny on the ball and figure out how this is going on, because it's not just rhetoric. If only it was just rhetoric. And there's other forms of this, too, like when you shoot into a Sacramento ABC newsroom, into the newsroom, mind you, right through the glass, and they bond you out in less than 24 hours, even though when they caught you, you had a kill list in your car. Very explicit kill list that includes Kash Patel, head of the FBI, Donald Trump, and Dan Bongino. Ain't no big thing. Out the door you go. Feds had to come in and swoop him up. This is all connected. They watch this. They follow this. They on Discord. They want to be famous.
This stuff in Dallas is just, if this is a politically anti-motivated or anti-ICE motivated killing, this is just more indication that what we were lied to about by the Biden administration, that what we have to worry about are white supremacists and Nazis in the U.S. military.
I know.
There was a shooting last night at Nellis Air Force Base. Somebody was firing on Nellis Air Force Base.
In Nevada. Yeah. And meanwhile, too, I've got all this code. By the way, we've got some background on Joshua John, the ICE shooter in Dallas, Texas. His profile picture, he wiped his Facebook page, but they got it out of the Wayback Machine.
Mm, of course.
Yeah.
Because nothing ever really disappears.
No, it doesn't. He has Antifa and communist imagery all over it. He draws himself as like a cartoon character, mm-hmm. In a Soviet cap with a Soviet gun and the hammer and sickle, the sign of communism.
Weaponized Marxist.
Yeah, behind him.
Weaponized Marxist.
The profile photo is of an armed communist with a hammer and sickle. And the text says, "Glorious exposition, comrade."
But we're not sure what his motive was.
No, we can never really know. You know. We can never really know. And I'm... So, folks, what happened yesterday? Guy by the name of Joshua John carried out the deadly shooting at the ICE facility, saw the bus pull up, must have thought there were agents in it, opened fire, not a good shot, shot through glass, and then hitting it. And it looks like he screwed up. Folks, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to start predicting this, okay? I was terrified yesterday watching the news when I saw it was detainees that were shot, because I thought, here comes the false flag I've been waiting for. They're going to do this. They have. The Democrats are desperate. The Charlie Kirk thing devastated them. The mask is off for the first time before America. They haven't figured out how to put it back on yet. And the only way they can do it is to move into the victim's corner. And they've got to protect not just, you know, unaffiliateds and people who are swing voters from figuring out who they are. They got to protect their base from figuring out who they are. They are desperate. And there's going to be a false flag. I thought it was yesterday. I was so relieved yesterday by the time I got home that we realized, no, it was, the anti-ICE screed was put on the bullet. And this guy is a verified communist Antifa sympathizer. He's got a very long internet history. He just hit the wrong people. That's all. There's going to be a false flag. They will do it.
Speaking of anti-ICE sentiment and where it leads, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law that bans federal immigration agents from covering their faces while conducting official business. Here's Newell Norman at WWL Radio with more on that.
It is almost nonsensical because you, as a citizen of this country, you do not enjoy these same protections. Now, if anybody can square that up for me, please call in because I want to hear that this diatribe supporting that situation, that as a U.S. citizen, it's okay for you to be the subject of aggressive law enforcement. In fact, we talk about this all the time, that we want to go after the criminals, and we want to go after them in a meaningful way, and we want to make sure that we get them prosecuted, and we want to make sure that we get them locked up. But when it comes to illegal immigration, not so much. We don't want to do that. One should ask why. What was the most obnoxious thing that Governor Gavin Newsom did is he went to the podium and he asked immigration enforcement officers, "What do you fear?" You know, it's nice to sit in the comfort of your air-conditioned office in a leather chair with security coming out of your rear end every single day of your life, where they have
an advanced team that are looking at security concerns and protocols and such, right? And that's how you live your life. And you're asking enforcement officers that are out there as to what they fear. I don't know, Governor. Maybe why don't you turn on CNN? No, never mind, because they don't report on any of that. Not MSNBC. You might have to find yourself watching Fox or others that are the only mainstream media that are reporting on these attacks on ICE officers. Why don't you just look at some of your fellow Democrats around the country that are showing up at ICE facilities and making complete and total fools of themselves, demanding that they want to exercise their ability to regulate oversight and utilize oversight over immigration at that point in time, unannounced, no appointment, no letting immigration officials know who you are, why you are, what you're about, just so that you can get some media coverage on this, as though you're doing anything meaningful that's going to move this country forward and bring about a resolution to the immigration challenge that we find ourselves in this country, right? So what do you fear, immigration folks? Many have been killed already. Many have been shot. Many have been spit on. Many have been subjected to communicable diseases by such actions as these protesters and others and the immigrants themselves that aren't tested when they come into this country, right? So we have done a lot of things and a lot of things to happen that we ordinarily wouldn't do. Because when you come in the legal way, you have to go through a whole list of protocols before you're able to get in here. So what do you have to fear, immigration officer? What is it? Could it be the doxing that's going on, right? That they identify who that officer is, and then they go and they start terrorizing their family and putting their families at risk because they're putting photos of the immigration officers out there begging for people to try and identify them so that they can figure out who they are and then start going to their homes and making their families feel incredibly uncomfortable simply because their spouse, whether it be their wife or their husband, works for federal law enforcement, takes a constitutional oath to enforce the laws of the United States. Have you noticed that they never have a discussion about what the actual laws are that they're enforcing? Have you noticed that they never discuss that they are bound by that oath of office and the Constitution and laws of the United States to take action and enforce those laws? They never have that discussion. Why is that? Why would we want to pay people to be employed in a federal law enforcement agency that is tasked under the U.S. Code to do certain things and enforce certain laws and to follow those laws? Why would we want to pay these people to not do this? What would they do? I don't understand the mindset. Has anybody really thought this through? And meanwhile, we have the governor of one of the largest state economies in the United States, if not the largest, saying and going like Mr. Machismo man at the podium, what do you have to fear? Really? Are you kidding me? You're a joke. You have no clue. Why don't you go 2 weeks without security? We'll see how that works out. What do you have to fear, Governor? Please articulate that. If you're demanding an answer from federal law enforcement officials, why don't you offer up the same information and let's have complete transparency? What is it that you're fearing? You didn't fear COVID when everybody else in your state was being compelled to wear a mask when they dined in a restaurant. I guess that makes you Mr. Machismo, man. Dining at French Laundry in Napa without a mask. Obviously didn't have the 6-foot separation or anything else that went on at that point in time. Rules for thee, but not for me. So why don't you tell us what you fear that you're spending taxpayer dollars for so much security for you and your family? Because you see, Governor, as law enforcement folks that are out there, they don't have that benefit. And in many cases, especially Border Patrol, they're out in the middle of nowhere, in many instances, by themselves. And if you don't think that law enforcement agents throughout this country have fear, you just don't simply understand what it is that they do. And law enforcement executives, like myself that served many, many years, would go to bed every night hoping and praying that you didn't get a call relative to an officer down. And you wore that worry every single solitary day. Now, maybe if you would spend a little time and go sit down with Border Patrol and immigration officers and have a frank round table discussion, I am sure that they can educate you as to their fears. This is not going to be a discussion about challenging them as to what they're doing, because they're doing it within the confines and the construct of the law. You and others have decided to put out so much misinformation about what they're actually doing, it's absolutely incredulous. Y'all spend little or no time talking about all the criminals that they have taken off the streets successfully and incarcerated, waiting for their due process. You see, their due process really kicks in when they commit a criminal act and they ultimately end up getting arrested for that criminal act in this country. There's a lot of nuances to immigration law when you decide to cross the border illegally and come into this country as to what you are entitled to. And maybe you should visit one of those fine educational institutions in your state and take a class on immigration law, like I did, so that you can gain a better understanding of what it is, how it works, and what they are what laws they are actually enforcing. In fact, just recently, there were some court cases that came out and said that immigration and others have been doing things fundamentally wrong and in violation of the law because they actually been releasing people back out onto the streets that they have no authority to do so and they have to stay in a confined state. And in case you don't know what that means, incarceration. You stay in jail. Now, I'm sure your next response to that is going to be that it's dehumanizing. But that's the reality. The Democrats, as well as the Republicans, voted for these laws. They put these laws on the books. And in fact, almost without exception, everyone that is now flipped heavily participated in aggressive enforcement on the streets of this country at some point in time in the last 20 years. Why things change in their mind, I have no idea. Giving them the benefit of the doubt, I have a suspicion, though. But if you really wanted to be true, truthful to your constituents, you know what they fear. They fear the retaliation of a group of sick individuals that don't like the fact that these laws are on the books and there's actually a law enforcement agency that is compelled by law to enforce those laws. Plain and simple. We talk all about, you know, this adjudication process and whether or not they're getting due process. If you already have a valid deportation order, they went through and touched all the bases, they had their hearing, all of that happened, an immigration judge said they are to be deported, why would you be opposed to that? And don't say that you're not. You're passing laws every other month trying to handcuff immigration officials from enforcing the laws and catching these individuals that have valid deportation orders, most of which were issued under the Biden administration. So you can't even make the mischaracterization or to try and lead your people to believe that the tyrant Donald Trump and his administration is the one responsible for the vast majority of these deportation orders that actually exist. Some of these orders even go back to the Trump first administration, and some even further back than that. They've been running around in this country with a valid deportation order for a long time, and in many cases committing crimes. Why would you be opposed to those that failed to participate in the administrative process? You're fighting tooth and nail for due process. You're fighting for the administrative process. You're trying to punish enforcement officials because you're saying it's not happening. But those that have had the benefit of the administrative process and have not shown up, have not participated, have not played by the rules, why would you be opposed to deporting those individuals? Because a good number of those individuals have been put into deportation proceedings as well. But the proceeding actually needs a body to start with. So why would you be opposed to that? When you talk about immigration reform, we would do away with all of this? All of CBP and immigration touching the body of someone who crosses into this country illegally would go away? Is that the reformation that you're looking for? What do you fear? Governor Newsom, what do you fear? It's interesting. You don't fear any of this when it comes to a U.S. citizen. If there's a traffic attachment out there, guess what? You get stopped. You get asked. You provide proof of ownership of the vehicle. You provide proof of insurance. You provide all kinds of things that you are compelled by state law to have. And guess what? You've got a law enforcement agency that's compelled by law to enforce that law. And I can only speak for myself. I'm not a hypocrite on this issue. I spoke against constitutional sheriffs that refused to enforce the gun laws and the gun restrictions that you and others in California passed. And I said then, and I'll say again now, because this is exactly what the Biden administration did. They chose what laws that they were going to enforce, and the ones that they didn't like, they ignored. And they engaged in a process that was by no constitutional authority, no statutory authority, and they just did it. And I said then, relative to the gun laws, and I will say it again today, the last thing you want is to ever empower someone like you, Governor Newsom, to be able to decide what laws will be enforced and which ones won't. How many more shootings has to occur? How many more assaults have to happen? And how many more immigration and CBP officers need to wear masks in order to protect themselves, their identity, and the identity of their family, their loved ones, and their children from being harmed, for you to be moved. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Red Meat. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button for your favorite tasty assortment of conservative audio. And follow your local Odyssey talk station to get shows from these hosts delivered daily wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay hungry.